Great day, everyone, and welcome to Touchstones Publishers' 2-Minute Thought of the Day. I'm Glenn Daniels, and I want to discuss with you a trend that I have been seeing coming up on videos and up on posting and blogging on the internet. And that trend is people telling you that you should learn how to fire fast. You should learn how to fire people quickly. You have a problem child, fire them. I'm here to tell you I strongly disagree with that. I think when we're in that framework, we're forgetting what our number one job is. Our number one job is to be a developer of people, not to be a firer of people. We must get in the habit of developing our people. Let me ask you something. Are good leaders, great leaders, made or are they born? I think we all agree that they're made. They study, they learn. In fact, most of the time, leadership skills are not even begun to be taught until you get to graduate level in college. Leadership skills you have to learn. You're being made. You're not born with those things. I would like to propose this thought to you. Being a good corporate citizen is not something people are born with. They're taught that. And we're not teaching that in any of our schools, in any of our culture. That stuff is not being taught. People do not understand why they need to get to work on time, why it's important. Not only how to get to work on time, but why it's important that they get to work on time. They don't understand why it's important to edit the thoughts coming out of your mouth. They do not understand why it's important to create emotional intelligence to raise your EQ level so that you can get along better and get more cooperation and get more things settled. We have too many people say, hey, that's just the way I am. Get over it. No. It's your job as a leader to develop that person so they can understand that they must apply emotional intelligence. They must apply corporate citizenship. They must apply the ability to do the job the best they can. They must take ownership of the entire package. Ladies and gentlemen, as leaders, I'm here to tell you, and I hope you agree with me, develop your people. That is first and foremost, develop your people. You're being developed as a leader. You develop your people to be great corporate citizens, great at their jobs. Give them ownership. Give it to them. So, I'm asking you to make a paradigm shift from fire fast to develop your people first. Have a fantastic day.